One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 46, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
This message on Asian flu comes as a special service from the makers of Anacin. No medicine can cure influenza, and only your doctor can determine whether you have it. But there are certain symptoms to warn you. If you have a fever, headache, sniffles, and general achy, knocked-out feeling, call your doctor and stay in bed until he gets there. In the meantime, to help relieve these symptoms promptly, start taking Anacin tablets. You see, Anacin reduces fever faster and more effectively than aspirin. Yes, Anacin is far more effective to break up a fever. What's more, Anacin gives better total effect in relieving pain than aspirin or aspirin with buffering added. This is because Anacin not only relieves pain, but also helps relieve nervous tension, depression, and leaves the patient comfortably relaxed. So when flu strikes, first call your doctor. Start taking Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, to relieve symptoms promptly. Anacin tablets. Anacin is a registered trademark of the Whitehall Pharmaceutical Company.
Today, a matter of persuasion. Father Barber reads the evening paper with a glance at the headlines, a careful study of the financial section, a swift survey of the editorials, and a cursory inspection of the rest. It's a rare evening when he reads a gossip column.
Oh!
But his eye has been attracted by familiar names, and Hazel, coming into the hall, is startled by his reaction.
Oh!
Father, are you ill?
This is an invasion of privacy, and I shall sue them.
What is it?
This column. Over the back fence with Prudence True.
What's this day?
I'll call your mother. Fanny!
She isn't here. She went over to Jack's house. Read it to me.
Scoop of the nonce. What does that mean?
Scoop of the moment. It's slang, Father.
Here. Translate it for me.
Chatterhounds out Seacliff way are enchanted by joyous young love at Henry Barber's Seacliff Caravansary, the terminal for a large, active, much married clan.
What does that mean in English?
It means, gossips are intrigued by a young love story happening here.
That's what I thought it meant. Go on.
June wedding bells will ring over the Barber Garden on June 27 for Lieutenant Hank Murray, son of Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Murray, and Miss Greta Stephenson of Norway. Odd item from the morgue.
Morgue?
They mean the newspaper morgue, the library.
Oh, go on.
From the morgue has it that Pinky Murray, Hank's twin brother, had planned to marry the same girl in the same garden exactly 1 year ago, same month. They went kaput.
Huh?
Due to an inoperative furnace, Miss Stephenson and her current host and hostess, Mr. and Mrs. Murray, have all moved back to the family home, where Pinky, the former bridegroom-to-be, is residing, while repairmen experiment in the Murray basement in an effort to get heat through the house once known as McGregor's Folly.
Yes.
This reporter, in a brief chat with the engaging Pinky Murray, today asked him if he plans to be best man at his brother's wedding to his former fiancée. And Pinky, in his brisk, characteristic fashion, said this would be settled in June, quote, if everybody's still friendly, end quote. Oh, Father, that's dreadful. Has Greta seen it?
Not yet. Not home from work yet. Oh, hello, Betty. Is Jack there? Yes, the minute he comes in. Yes, please.
Hi, ho, ho, ho. I'm home.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, did you see the evening paper? Oh, boy, that's news. Where is Greta?
Not yet home from work.
Great stuff. Who sleeps where?
We put twin beds in Teddy's room on the third floor. You and Hank can go up there, and Greta will have your old room.
Oh, she'll love it. Well, this should stir things up.
Look, don't you object to this?
Why? It's true. I was engaged to Greta. Hank's engaged to her now. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Hey, is Greta here yet?
Here's Hank. Come in.
Not home yet, Hank.
Gosh, have you seen this?
We read it aloud.
I hope Greta doesn't read it on the bus, that's all. Keep it out of sight. She's trying to forget what happened last year.
Well, that's psychologically all wrong. She should face it. A wedding didn't come off. So, what of it?
Pink, I suppose you'd be the last guy to realize that was a traumatic experience. She still has nightmares about sending back all those presents.
Oh, sure, that part was kind of tough. We had a big haul. Never saw more silver teapots anywhere.
That isn't what I mean.
Well, you'll have the same guest list, Hank. She may do even better. In fact, I'm sure she will. A lot of people like you who can't stand me at all.
Pinky.
Oh, he never did understand her.
There it is, and someone on the front porch.
Probably Greta. She carries more stuff in her handbag than any woman I ever met. Probably feeling around for her key.
Don't be critical. Greta,
I'll let you in.
Hey, he's kind of touchy.
Be careful, Pinky. This is difficult for everybody.
20 people gave me coffee. All the girls at the office, I'm sick about it. Close the door, Hank.
Oh. Yes, Greta.
I'm glad my grandmother is... Pinky! I thought you were out of town.
Hi, Greta. I'm back.
Good evening, Father Barber. Mrs. Murray.
Yeah.
Hello there.
I cannot stay here any longer. I will pack my bag and move to an hotel.
Oh, now, honey.
This is the sort of thing my grandmother predicted. No, I shall move at once to an hotel. Excuse me, please.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Hey, Fran, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all sweet.
No big bass drum, Clifford. Just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but what do I...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what'll I do with my big bass drum?
This is Madeline Carroll. Every woman has a right to soft, lovely hands. That's why every woman should know about Truchet. Today's Truchet, now with silicones, is the hand lotion for women who can't keep their hands out of water. Truchet protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red skin. Try new Truchet.
Hazel, coming back downstairs a few moments later, finds Father Barber answering the phone.
Here, yeah, Jack. Did you see the column by Prudence True? Oh, I'll bring it over. Yes, be right there.
I can tell you now what he's going to say.
I'd rather hear him say it, Pinky. I'll be back shortly. Try to persuade Greta to stay.
Hank's up there talking to her.
You know what I think it is, Mom? She doesn't feel right about being in the same house with me. Too many pleasant memories.
That's modest of you.
I'm not trying to sound modest. She loved me.
Well, she's over it. You saw to that.
You notice she said she thought I was going to be away?
And where were you for two nights?
Well, did you see the look on her face when she saw me here? Sort of swooned.
The truth is, she can hardly bear the sight of you after the way you treated her.
Oh, I didn't run out on her. I was still willing to get married.
Willing? I never saw less enthusiasm. Well, the only way Greta could keep her self-respect was to break the engagement.
It's my personality problem. Because, actually, if you want the truth, I never felt the same way about any other girl. And that's true, even yet. And I just spent 2 days in Los Angeles with three of the most beautiful dames in California.
What?
Well, there was a style show, and Penny booked my three favorite gals, so I drove them down.
You took three of them?
Betcha. Alone with one woman? No, sir. Never again.
Well, I can't persuade her. She says she's moving till you get the furnace fixed.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Besides, she can't afford it.
Hank.
What?
Mind if I talk to her?
Well, no, but what'll you say?
I don't know. I'll play it by ear.
Well, I can hardly keep you from talking to her, Pink.
Okay, excuse me.
Hey, Greta, may I come up a minute? It's Pinky, remember me?
Where's Grandfather?
He went over to talk to Jack.
No, I'm here. I'm back now.
Oh, what did Jack say?
Jack never seems to be on my side in these matters, talking about what is privileged and what isn't. So much legal mishmash.
I gather he doesn't want you to sue.
In his opinion, we have not been held up to ridicule and contempt. I must admit the story is, in a measure, true.
Listen.
I will, Pinky. You tell them.
Oh, Bart Ireson with his hard heart. Tired and feathered and...
Oh, hi. Well, she's staying.
What?
Why, Pinky.
Huh?
What did you say to her?
We just talked it over, Hank. Excuse me. I gotta put my car in the garage.
Oh, Floyd Ireson with his heart.
Well, I'll be doggone.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Rinso Blue.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you or you get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
Use clean toothpaste, clean for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
In the soundproof, lightproof bedroom on the second floor, Hank is watching his fiancée unpack her bags for the second time.
Aren't you glad I'm staying?
Sure, I'm delighted. It's sensible, but you told me you wouldn't.
It is the privilege of a woman to change your mind. Oh, Hank, Pinky has made me very happy.
How?
He has whispered a secret that makes everything all right.
About what?
About himself.
Whispered a secret to you about himself, so you feel that it's all right to stay here?
Yes, that is it. Very clearly stated.
Well, inasmuch as I'm engaged to you, don't you think I ought to know what it is?
Oh, but it's Pinky's secret. But I can persuade him to tell you. I have a way with Pinky. I'm sure he will do what I ask.
Yeah. You seem to have a very friendly relationship worked out. Okay. Want me to take the empty bags downstairs?
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 47, Book 129, Sad Note from Consider Martin. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.
This is Lester B. Granger, Executive Director of the National Urban League, which is an agency geared for constructive interracial action, looking toward the welfare of our Negro population. After a quarter century in the Urban League, I have come especially to appreciate that organization representing individuals who believe in action rather than talk, and believe in action geared to helping people rather than merely exciting them. A solid example of an action movement is the American Red Cross. This is a great organization that does very little talking. In fact, you're asked to join only once a year. Yet, when action is necessary at any time, the Red Cross is always on the job. The recent past has witnessed an unprecedented number of disasters. The Red Cross is hard-pressed to stay on the job, and so I urge you to support the Red Cross by supporting your local chapter. Every dollar counts.